I will remind you that though you may be royal, you are still female. And fey females speak only when spoken to.
Bryce smiled slowly.
Now you've done it.
Hunt decided it was a good time to step up to his mate's side.
Telling her to shut up doesn't end well for anyone. Trust me.
I will not be addressed by a slave.
Morven nodded toward Hunt's wrist, the mark barely visible past his black sleeve. Then he nodded to Hunt's haloed brow.
Least of all, a fallen angel disgraced by the world.
Oh boy.
Bryce whirled to their group.
Okay, let's do a head count. If you're disowned, disgraced, or both, raise your hand.
Tharian, Baxian, Lydia, Hunt, and Rune raised their hands. Bryce surveyed Flynn and Deck, both still in their usual black jeans and t-shirts, and sighed again. She gestured expansively, giving them the floor. Flynn smirked, sauntering to Bryce's side.
Far as I know, I'm still my father's heir. Good to see you again, Morven.
Hunt could have sworn Morven's shadows hissed.
It would be in your best interests, Tristan Flynn, to speak to me with the utmost respect.
Oh?
Flynn crossed his arms, brimming with entitled arrogance. Morven motioned to someone behind him. The delicate silver embroidery along the wrists and collar of his immaculately cut black jacket gleaming in the firelight, and Hunt whirled as two hulking guards prowled from the shadows. He hadn't sensed them, hadn't heard them. From Tharian's and Baxian's shocked faces, he knew they were equally surprised. But Rune, Flynn, and Declan glowered, like they recognized the approaching males, both towering and armed to the teeth. They were clearly twins. The murder twins, Rune had mentioned, capable of prying into minds as they saw fit. But that wasn't Hunt's top concern. Not yet. Because between them, in black leggings and a white sweater, light brown hair down around her face, Hunt had no idea who the fey female was. She was fuming, though, outright seething at the guards, the king, and...
What the? Sathia?
Declan gaped as the murder twins dragged the fey female forward, their grips white-knuckled over her arms, hard enough to bruise.
It seems that your sister has landed in a heap of trouble, Tristan Flynn.